Some of you have mentioned your interest in mechanics and your interest in machines. That's a similar interest I've had over the years. And as I thought of an introduction for godly order, which I'll be teaching, Lord willing, this week and next week, my mind went to something that happened a few weeks ago when I was in Kentucky. My younger brother, Kai, who those of you here in California know, he was out here for meetings, works in the chicken house sales and service business, and he was going into central Kentucky to check out an egg packing machine. Now, I know some of you Krupp boys may know what those look like. I'd never seen one before. He invited me to go along, and since it was a machine that I'd never seen, I was eager to go with him as well as to get time visiting with him. And when we got to the farm where this egg packing plant was, as we were pulling in, I was looking at this farm, I was like, man, this farm's pretty rough. But before I could say anything, Kai's like, wow, Chad has really cleaned this place up. And I was thinking to myself, like, really? I said that. I said, really? Yeah. Kai said, yeah. He says, it is the nastiest farm I have ever seen. Or was the nastiest farm I've ever seen. He said, there was junk everywhere. There was broken equipment in the parking lot. There were dead chickens thrown outside the doors. He said, the control rooms were full of trash. He said, the packing room was full of trash and didn't look like they'd ever picked up a broken egg. And he said it was nasty. It was absolutely nasty. And so we went in and we checked out the egg packing machine, and it was definitely a lot cleaner. And we got in Kai's truck and we were heading over to another farm where he was going to drop off some material for another job that his crew was working on. And as we were driving along, he says, right here around the corner, we're going to go past the place where the old owner for that chicken farm used to live. And we came around the corner, and there is this old single-wide house trailer. It looked like it had just been parked in the middle of the field, and every imaginable type of junk you can think of was just scattered and stacked around this thing. And there was this muddy track going down between the junk down in front of the trailer, and there's this filthy truck in front of the front door of the trailer. If there was such a thing as a grungy place contest, I think that place would have won it. If it wasn't won it, it would have been certainly a runner-up on it. Kai went on to tell me how that these egg farms, like they were on, cost over $1 million to build. And this man had a multi-million dollar contract. And he lost it because he couldn't keep it up to the minimum standard. The farm was then bought by a younger man in the community who has a reputation of being a good chicken farmer and a good operator. A year later, when we pulled in there a few weeks ago, it was definitely a lot cleaner, and that was the first thing he did. As soon as he bought that farm, he went in there with the truck, and he just started loading up junk. And when we were there, Kai asked him, said, Chad, how many truckloads of junk have you hauled out of here? And Chad just shook his head. He says, I have lost count. This week and next week, we're going to be speaking about godly order, and here's the thing I want you to remember. Either you will increase order, or you will decrease order. If you increase order, you'll be a blessing. If you decrease order, somebody's going to have to come along behind you and clean up the mess that you leave behind. In the coming days, I'm planning to cover tomorrow, Lord willing, the basis of godly order, and then probably have two classes on godly order in our lives, touching on order in spiritual matters, order in identity, emotional, and mental matters, and finally, order in material and financial matters. Then we will look at order in our homes. Look at what that looks like. Part of that class, I'll probably speak on courtship and marriage in that, because that's the age group you all are in. We'll look at godly order in our churches. We'll look at godly order in our schools, godly order in our businesses, and finally, godly order in our communities and nations. I am looking forward to working with you. The first time I taught Bible school, it was getting towards the end of the 10-day Bible school, and I had been really scrambling to stay on top, and I thought it was because it was my first year. Towards the end of it, I was talking with some of my co-teachers, and I found out one of them had been staying up a lot of nights trying to stay ahead of the class. And then the third teacher walked in, and he heard our conversation. He's like, I've been doing the same. So we're like, what makes the difference? These were experienced men. They said the group is thirsty. The class was thirsty. I look forward to working with you because we learn, and if you're thirsty, we all do better. God's blessing to you. I'm looking forward to working with you.